The animation company behind Toy Story, among other films, reported strong earnings yesterday, but held back on the information that some analysts wanted to know. Pixar's deal with the Walt Disney Company expires in 2 years, and in a conference call with reporters, Chairman Steve Jobs did not say what might happen next. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Pixar got off to a good start in fiscal 2004. Finding Nemo was already the highest-grossing animated film ever. And Pixar chairman Steve Jobs reported that overseas it has performed far more strongly than previous releases, including Toy Story and Monsters, Inc. That could mean exceptionally strong video sales worldwide. But when it came to the relationship with Disney, Jobs was circumspect. The loss of the Pixar relationship was seen as a blow to Disney, and previously Jobs hasn't hesitated to bash Pixar's old partner. But this time he praised the studio's work on releasing Finding Nemo, as well as the two remaining films under the existing deal, The Incredibles and Cars.
Although The Incredibles and Cars will likely be the last two Pixar films marketed and distributed by Disney, I want to stress that the working relationship between the two companies remains really positive and professional.
Jobs also made it clear that while Pixar is talking to other studios, it isn't close to a deal.
We are still in the getting to know each other stage and have not yet entered into any serious discussions with any of them.
Entertainment industry analyst Dennis McAlpine asked Jobs about reports that he'd expressed a willingness to return to Disney if chief executive Michael Eisner was pushed out. Jobs denied making such a remark, and McAlpine noticed the difference in tone.
He was not quite as aggressive as he's been in the past, or as adamant about saying that everything was over with Disney.
In fact, a high-level source at a studio seen as a potential partner for Pixar says his company has already made such a generous offer and received such a lukewarm response that he expects Pixar wants to rekindle its Disney romance. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.